You okay with sitting this one out, Jared?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's a good decision on our coaching staff part to get some guys some rest and get some guys healthy. And, yeah, no, I think it's good and get myself, you know, back to, you know, feeling real good and feeling real fresh.
Are you, I mean, worn down or mentally or physically at this point in the season? Is this something that will comes at a good time for you in that way?
Yeah, I think I was kind of just saying, I feel good. I don't feel, you know, banged up or anything, but a week off can never hurt, especially this late in the year. And you count, you know, the 4 preseason games and then, you know, 16 games, or I guess for us 15. And so yeah, it can wear on you, but no, I feel good. And but I think ultimately this is going to help guys that really take a beating. You know, I've been kept pretty clean most of the year, and you know, guys like Todd, guys on the defense, guys that really take that beating, the guys up front, that'll, you know, really help them, I think.
You seem to have developed a pretty good connection with Sammy in those short situations near the goal line, especially on slant patterns.
Yeah.
What's kind of happened there? How has that chemistry developed?
On those throws? So he's got really strong hands. He's a really strong player, really strong hands, and he runs those routes really well. And that's one of the many things he's really, really good at. So we try to get in those situations as much as we can. And, you know, we know we've been pretty consistent with him up to this point and want to keep going that way. But, you know, I know when he gets a step on somebody, if I put it, you know, anywhere close to him, he's going to make that catch.
Jared, we obviously haven't seen anything of Sean Mannion, or very little, since the preseason. What's kind of your take on how he's developing as a quarterback, and how do you kind of rank him or see him among, you know, other quarterbacks who are out there?
Well, you know, he's done a great job helping me this year so far. That's one thing I can say, is how appreciative I am of him and everything he's done, all the work he's put in to, you know, not only help himself but help me weekly and help me on the sidelines weekly in the games. And I'm excited to see him go out there. I know we all are. See him get a chance to really, you know, show what he can do, and we're all excited to see it.
You're going to be dressed, obviously, to be his backup. How is, obviously you're not going to be playing, but how is the role different, and how will you work with Sean? Is it the same way he's been working with you?
Yeah, I'll do my best to, you know, try to help him on the sidelines and, you know, tell him what I see. You know, for the most part, there isn't much, you know, that I can help him with, but, you know, there's little things that, you know, I played the Niners earlier this year. You know, there's little tidbits that, you know, I can give him here and there, but ultimately, you know, I think he's just excited to be out there, and I'm excited to see him play.
Jared, I'm sure you could apply this logic to a lot of the members of your offense, but could you have envisioned Todd Gurley making the kind of leap he has from last year to this year into being one of the, arguably the most productive running back in the NFL? And while he went through his struggles last year, could you see elements of how maybe there's still a dynamic running back in there, even though maybe he wasn't getting the production that he wanted to?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, you know what he's done in his past, and it's no different than anyone else on the team. You know, last year was tough for, you know, damn near everybody on the team. You know, we were bad as a whole team, and most of the individuals didn't do, you know, what we were supposed to. But, you know, I think this offseason I was able to see what Todd was doing, working out, and all the work he put in, and it was truly impressive. And so, no, it wasn't a surprise, really. It's not a surprise to see what he's done up to this point this year. It's really not. He's playing at a high level right now, but it's nothing. I don't think that's not sustainable for him. I think he's, you know, a great player, and expect him to continue to get better, and his work ethic will carry him.
Did you always feel with him, Jared, that it had maybe a little bit more to do with the pieces around him than maybe any improvements that he needed to make individually?
I don't know. I all I can speak to is what I saw him do this offseason, which was, I get, like I said, truly impressive, all the work he put in. And you know, he's as good of a player he is, he's a better teammate and a harder worker, and it's good to see.
Hey, Jared, Cameron Buford, LA News Observer. With all the success you're having this year, as opposed to, you mentioned last year was a struggle for the team, what changes, what have you seen differently within the community? What are you exposed to now this year, and the new attitude versus last year?
Yeah, well, people seem to like us a bit more nowadays. You know, it's nice winning. They say winning fixes everything, and certainly, you know, we've won quite a bit this year, and so we have built that fan base a little bit, and have built, you know, the kind of family feel in the Coliseum now. And you know, we know every Sunday that we'll have our, you know, faithful fans out there, and it's really good to see, you know, some of the same people that were with us last year that have been able to go through this ride with us now this year. And, get to see them enjoy that, and it's been a good back and forth with the fans this year for sure.
Hey, Jared, with Coach talking about not playing you guys, and it doesn't matter for the third or fourth seed, we get the home game. Is that kind of an attitude of where you guys think you can beat anybody no matter who comes before you as far as an opponent goes, especially in the wild card and down the line and maybe a divisional round?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. I think, you know, the confidence we have in each other and the confidence the coaches have in us, and that, yeah, we do feel like we stack up with anybody in the league and feel like we can beat anybody. So that is sure part of it. But I think more than anything, it is the, you know, getting healthy and getting fresh and understanding that we are, you know, locked into a first round home game, and that's all we can worry about right now.
There's four potential teams that you could play in the first round. How are you going to feel on Sunday? Are you going to be scoreboard watching? Are you kind of anxious to see who might get there?
No, I'll be dialed in. I think, you know, we don't want this to be misconstrued at all. We're trying to go out and win this weekend. I don't think it matters, you know, who we're putting out there. I think, you know, Sean will echo this as well. We're going out there to try to win the game. It's not a preseason game. You know, it's not anything to be taken lightly. So, no, I'll be dialed in and trying to help Sean the best I can, and you know, hopefully he can go out there and lead us to W.
How do you think Jimmy Garoppolo changes the dynamic of the 49ers now and maybe in the future in terms of what they're building out there?
Yeah, he's done a good job. I think we've seen a little bit of their film in the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks or so, and so yeah, he's done a good job, and it's good to see. Looks like he's settling in, and I know he's won 4 in a row, right? And just beat Jacksonville, who's a good team. So yeah, they're tough, and he's a good player, and I know our defense is getting ready to play him.
Jared, end of the season last year, did you feel like this team was just a few pieces of the puzzle away from getting to this level, or is this kind of like a new, whole new team, whole new culture here this year?
Yeah, again, I mean, talk about last year, so much in this room. It's been good, you know, seeing the culture and everything that's changed, but we've really had a good time this year learning and getting better, and really haven't focused much on the year prior. It's been a whole new culture and a whole new staff and whole new feel in the building, a new energy, and you know, up to this point this year we've been successful, but you know, our first goal is knocked off with the division, and now we're looking to bigger and better.